What do you think are the most common misperceptions? What are the misperceptions that you see when students join your classes?
One of the misperceptions, they think that it's going to be easy. This is easy, I'm bilingual, I have been doing it for years. So they think it's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm. And then if someone is told in advance, it's going to be hard, are they going to want to join the class?
Well, I make full disclosure. I tell them this is going to be very challenging. This is not going to be easy. But it is my responsibility, it is my ethical practice to let you know that I am preparing you to be a professional interpreter. And it will be irresponsible of my part not to disclose it and not to tell you what you're getting yourself into. But you will finish this class being prepared to take the national exams. And if you do all the work that we tell you to do and everything that we prepare for you to get ready for this class, it's almost guaranteed you will pass the national certification, the written examination. And we give you the pathway to continue practicing to continue with the oral examination. So if they do everything that they're supposed to do, they're going to get certified and they're going to end up with a very rewarding career. And I give them the example. I took this class in an adult school. And I don't remember how long was the program, but it was a 40-hour course, but it was an extended period of time. And I have a job, and I'm full-time employee, and it was through my community. So if I did it, if I accomplished this, then you will be able to do it. So I'm just teaching you how to be successful the way I am successful.
What are the biggest indicators, the most important indicators, the most clear indicators that a student has the potential to be a successful interpreter?
When we open, we normally are ready to start the class half an hour before, because I like to be with the class producer and make sure that we know what we're going to do every hour. And we let the students know to log in 15 minutes before. When a student logs in 15 minutes before, number one, that tells me that that's someone that is ready to learn and is prepared, because you never arrive to any class or your job at the last minute. You are there always before. Some of the students, even before the class started, they were turning in assignments. That's an indicator that this person is going to be a professional interpreter. It's arriving on time, it's reading the assignments ahead of time, and arriving to the class prepared. And those are the good indicators that tells me this person has what it takes to be an interpreter. And I'm not even focusing yet on their language skills, because I don't know their language skills. Because sometimes I do get students that they have very good language skills, but they are not professional. They do not turn in the homework on time. They turn in things late. So it says a lot when you come prepared. When you arrive on time, you do your homework ahead, you read the material, and you participate, definitely.
So I'm going to guess, my next question is, what behaviors improve the student's learning? What should students do to get the most out of the InterpreterEd.com program?
Well, when I talk to the students, we teach the class in different modes, whether you're a visual learner, auditory learner, hands-on, or whichever is the way you learn. I need to make sure that they learn to identify which is the best way I learn. Because if I just talk and talk and talk and I don't ask them to participate, I don't ask them to watch a video or teach what they learned to somebody else, then they might not have an opportunity to learn and really understand all of the material that is being given, because it's a lot of information. So I basically ask the students to do time management and learn which is the best way that I learn. Like, okay, what we're talking about, how to, what we're working on the scenario, how to inject insulin. And everyone had a really difficult time. But now on Monday, they have to watch a video of how to inject insulin. Now I want to see what is the difference. Were you able to interpret correctly once you understood how you inject insulin? So preparing themselves in ahead. Even though I know that it's a lot of homework, but it's going to make your job easier. If you're in, and this is what I was telling the students, for example, diabetes. This is what I interpret almost every day for many hours. And not just what is diabetes, it's how to inject insulin, how to check your blood sugar levels, diabetic education for the food that you eat. It could be for children for type 1 diabetes. It could be related to neuropathy, amputations, foot injuries, diabetic retinopathy. So if you become familiar with that ahead of time, when you go and do your job, your interpretation will be much easier because you're visualizing in your mind, you already read it, you already watched a video, perhaps you went to Google Images and saw some pictures, and all that when you're interpreting is helping you remembering what the provider is saying because you're kind of following along because you already what comes along.
So it almost seems that what you're saying is what makes a student more successful in class is using or demonstrating the behaviors of a professional interpreter who's in the field.
Yes.
So doing well in the class prepares you to do well in the field.
Yes, because we're preparing them. It's the first thing, they get in shock because why do I have to do so much medical terminology? Because this is going to help you do your job better. You, if you go out there, we're doing injecting insulin right now. If you were to get a job next week and then you it happens to be how to inject insulin, you're going to feel very confident that you're going to have the vocabulary because you went over already, you already watched a video, you already practiced, and you understand how to inject insulin. So out on the field, even the level of nervousness is going to go down because you know you're prepared because you did your homework, you got prepared. But you also tap into, if you don't know what type of learner you are, at least you're having the opportunity. Look, I could record myself. I could watch a video. I do a lot of mind mapping. I do a lot of drawings. Whatever is the way that you learn, then somehow the information is getting in your brain, and you have to have a lot of information getting in. You have to absorb a lot of information.